God is doing something in this text that I wonder, has he been doing in your life, my life, this church, this ministry? It's that rather than God demonstrating his power through what he adds, he gives his people a lesson in leaving it out. Take in a deep breath and shout, leave it out. One, two, three.
Leave it out.
You weren't ready. I'll do it again. One, two, three.
Leave it out.
Leave it out. Leave it out. He said, get up in a hurry out of Egypt. And they didn't even have time to let the bread rise. That's what the yeast does. It makes the bread rise. And before the bread could even rise, they had to get out. They didn't even have time to prepare for a global pandemic. I mean, for the Exodus. Sometimes my mind goes back and forth like a duet on TikTok or something. It's going back and forth. I don't know. So I want you to ask a question today. And this could be very, very good homework. Or we could just do it right now. Let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. We got time, right? We got time. You got anything better to do than hear the word of the eternal God who sits on the throne in heaven above all principalities and authorities? All right, so let's do it right now. What is God leaving out in my life right now to lead me to where he called me all along? And I want to do it under a couple of different headings. I want to talk about it from disappointments. That's number one. I want to talk about it through deficiency. And then I want to talk about it through deletions. Feed them back to me real quick. Disappointments, put it in the chat. Next one. Deficiency. And three, deletions. They left Egypt with bread with no yeast. And they went into a place where they had no knowledge of how to survive. Remember, they went into the wilderness. God gave them manna. All of that is awesome. You know, when I read the Bible sometimes, I think the more important things that we learn are in the spaces where nothing is written. And I want to give you a few examples of that. Because in your life, a lot of times, it will not be the obvious things that will leave the greatest clues to what God has called you to do. One example that I thought of that was when God told Moses his name. He said, I am. And I figured out over time that God didn't get tongue-tied about what came next. He wanted to leave it open. We want to limit God, right? We want a picture of God that we can hang in our kitchen. We want a picture of Jesus that looks just like somebody with our same last name. But when God left that blank, he wanted you to know that he will not be confined to something that you can call him with human language or a picture that your eyes can perceive. Let me show you this in the New Testament. Acts chapter 1 is kind of like Numbers 12 or Exodus 12 because it's a picture of a nation in transition. It's the same thing in Acts 1. It's the same thing in the New Testament. Jesus is leaving, the Holy Spirit is coming, and life is happening in that transition. Life happens in the transitions. Life happens in the car. Life happens on the way to stuff. Life happens with something that came up on your caller ID and you don't even know what number that was. Life happens good and bad in places you didn't know to look. And so this is a parallel that God gave me. They were coming out of Egypt. God was bringing his church out of a religious system in Acts chapter 1. So they're standing there talking to Jesus, who they walked with in Acts 1. And look at verse 6. They gathered around and asked him, Lord, are you, Acts 1, 6, at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? But God was not going to restore what they had before. He was going to replace it with something much better. I got to get this through to somebody. God is not going to restore the earlier version of your life. God is not going to make things back like they were. He doesn't do that. That's not his thing. Jesus, I'm not saying that Jesus was like ADD or anything like that, but he couldn't do the same miracle the same way twice. He's spitting and touching and speaking, and it's not going to be like it was. Now, when they asked him this, they said, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? I want you to notice what he said back to them. It's not for you to know the times or the dates, Father set by his own authority. He reveals his power, not by the details that he puts in, but by the details that he left out. He could have told him the answer to that. You think he didn't know? You think he didn't have a plan for it? You think God is like, oh, I didn't see this thing happening over there in China. This is a real game changer. What are we going to do, Gabriel? Hey, Michael, get your war clothes on. There's a really got caught off guard. Goodness, it's ambush on the... No. That blank space right there. That's the place where we learn to believe. See, if we know something, we don't have the opportunity to believe it. I don't have to believe what I know. I have to believe what God spoke. You want another one? God is often revealed by what he leaves out more than what he puts in. You really want another one? I got about 300 of these. All right, let me give you another one. When they talk about Abraham in the Bible, he's known as the father of faith, the father of many nations, right? And it gives this little reductionist verse, revisionist history. It says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him for righteousness. Now, for someone who's been studying the Bible like I have these 20 and some years, you like that? Leaving it open, right? I want you know exactly how long. Said he did a lot more than believe God. He lied about who his wife was. He had sex with Hagar, who was supposed to be cleaning the house. He did a lot more than... Y'all don't like the real Bible, do you? Oh, you like that airbrush. You want me to leave the stuff out that you don't like about your Bible heroes. No, here's the thing about it. All that was left out when Paul wrote Romans, and I was going, why? Why did God leave that out? And I figured out that Abraham's life was not defined by his failures, not by God. It was defined by his faith. You got it? Are you getting it? So when Paul gets ready to describe Abraham, he doesn't mention the things we might mention. Oh, then they went bankrupt, and then they're kind of that's over there. He mentions none of that. He said, he believed God. That's what counts. That's what matters. That's what will be said after the fact. Even with the ups and downs. Leave it out. Leave it out. Last week I was preaching about the prodigal son, and I was mad at the dad in the story. Right? Because the younger one took his money and wasted it. Let's go to that passage real quick. Luke 15. I love the word of God, Skinner. I love it. I love it. I love it. My hardest part isn't finding out something to preach. My hardest part is figuring out what to leave out. Because this thing is so good to me. I told Abby last night, she came in, she said, you got your sermon ready? I said, no, I got three. She said, you'll find one verse to bring them all together. You always do. Did you say that or am I making it up? She was a prophet because I didn't know what it had to do with yeast in bread and the prodigal son. I'm like, I guess they both have food in them. But what else? Watch this. You ready? Woo! Luke 15. So the younger brother, he goes out and he's doing his, younger brother stuff. And he's out there, you know, spending everything he had, trying to be independent from the father. You know, I want my freedom. It's not really free. It's not really free. When the devil tempts you, he leaves a lot of stuff out about what it's going to cost you. You think God's the only one who leaves stuff out? The devil has the same strategy. He will tell you all about the feeling. I got to go back real quick. When they were saying, we wish we were back in Egypt, remember from last week? Remember, they said, we had fish in Egypt. You also had an unreasonable quota of bricks that you had to make with not enough straw. You left that out. You left that out. And there's a way our memory gets selective. Oh, the good old days. I should probably leave this out. We could take that out later. I don't know what that was. But look at me. I'm preaching the Bible now. You remember how the fish tasted, but you forgot how the Pharaoh treated you. You're leaving something out. You're leaving something out. You're leaving the wrong stuff out. All right, so the younger brother, he's like, oh, God, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I remember my father, we used to eat around there. We ate good around there. I'm going back to my father. I'm not going to beg like this anymore. And you get there, right? You're like, I'm going to do this different. I'm going to set some priorities. I'm sick of this. I don't want to live this way, right? Like when we say go back to your father, what does that mean? I don't want that to be abstract for you. It means going back to who you truly are, being known by your identity, not seeking after it by trying to add status and stuff and layers and personas and busyness and think that that's somehow going to fulfill your life. It's not. Gain the world and lose your soul. So that's what it meant when he came to his senses and came back to his father. And he had a speech ready. He wrote a whole speech. Father, I have sinned against heaven, against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. Verse 20, Luke 15. He got up and went to his father. And watch what happened. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him, was filled with compassion. He ran to his son. Can you believe this undignified decision of a great wealthy man who has hired servants to run toward his son who wasted his money? I see the son getting his speech ready because he didn't expect to see his father until he rounded the corner. But before he could get all these things out of his mouth, I'm not worthy. Make me a servant. I'm so horrible. Before he could get to any of that, the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe, put it on him. Put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet. Wait, I have a speech to give you where I'm gonna list all the bad things I did. Huh? I hear God saying, leave that out. That's not what this moment is about. That's not why I'm convicting you so that I can just crush you under the weight of bad decisions. I know you got a lot of those thoughts too. But if I'm hearing God right, he's saying, leave that out. I don't know you by those things that you identify yourself by. Leave that out. Stop introducing yourself to the next season of your life with the resume of your regrets from the last one. Leave that out. Leave it 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 out. You know, when you go in your mind and you're like, I think God is calling me to do, but da da da. Leave that out. Go back to the first thing you said and make a little sandwich with the last thing God has said and leave out whatever you put in between, because that's the space for you to believe, right? I thought you were going to talk about disappointment. I am talking about disappointment. The father had every right to be disappointed in the son, but he left that out. He left that out. And I wonder, why are we so quick to put stuff back on people that God is leaving out? God doesn't talk to them like that. God doesn't see them like that. God doesn't judge them like that. And we do? Leave it out. Next time this week, you get a little something in you, it feels real good, right? You're going to say something bad about somebody. You know, oh, well, they're good. But you know what I heard, Shana? Leave it out. I hope y'all make a meme out of me. I hope y'all make a meme out of me. Leave it out. Leave it out. Leave it out. Leave it out. Put your little speech up. Put your little self-righteous thing. And so we don't know what to leave out. And God's trying to send us, right? The Holy Spirit. But we need too many details. And because we will not leave the details in the hands of God, we cannot receive what He has given us for this moment.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.